morning. Welcome to Monday, April 25th, start of another day and another week, and you are spending it with us. We couldn't be happier about that. Something else I couldn't be happier about. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Recycling, in the house.
Good morning.
Good morning. How was the weekend?
It was pretty good. Kind of a busy weekend. We experienced all four seasons in one day.
I was going to say, only North Dakota where you could get four seasons in one single day in different parts of the state. From blizzard warnings to tornado warnings.
I know.
Flood warnings,
ridiculous.
And then everything in between.
I know. It was a heck of a day.
Yeah.
It really was. Because I was texting my family up in Minot, and they're like, oh, power's out, blizzard warning. And I was like, oh, well, that's nice. Mm-hmm. We have 85% humidity and a tornado warning.
Right. That's what's going on
exactly.
Here.
Exactly. Welcome to North Dakota.
So now, as of 7 this morning, river level at 10'4", I believe is what it was.
Yep. And it's really going to hold steady there.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Unless something weird happens where we get, you know, an astronomical amount of rain that's not anticipated, mm-hmm. but that's not in the forecast. So it's going to hold steady, I bet, for a week or so.
Well, I was looking at the National Weather Service prediction. It has us slowly going down throughout the week. So
exactly.
Knock wood, we don't have anything to worry about.
Yep, it's just all this water infiltrating from the past few weeks of mm-hmm. wet weather, and it's going to take some time.
Right.
Yep. We're not in the situation that they're in further north. But some of those rivers are now cresting. I saw this morning that looks like the Red Lake is crested. So,
right.
So good news for those people up north. Thankfully, we're not dealing with that. But things should hold steady for us in terms of river levels.
I was actually doing the live on-air auction that we do in the spring and in the fall. And it goes all over North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking with the folks. I was talking with Jamie and everybody and Lynn out in Jamestown. I was talking with Tim Ost and Jarrett in Valley City. And as we're talking, they're getting reports of roads flooding over.
Yes.
And Valley City and the problems they were having there. So it wasn't too it's not too far to the west of us where they even had more moisture than we did.
Right.
That are having a problem with the flooding.
Well, and it's that rapid snow melt is mm-hmm. the big problem.
Right.
But some of those areas haven't gotten rid of the 2 to 3 feet of snow that they got from that initial blizzard.
Crazy.
A week or so ago. It's just everybody's getting the 1-2 punch right now. And thankfully, we are not. We were the bullseye for what seemed like forever,
yeah.
All winter long.
We got
and
a break.
For some reason, we're getting a break, and I'm not going to question
no,
it.
No, I'm not complaining
yep.
whatsoever. So let's switch to recycling now.
Yes.
Saturday, you were open, and you didn't do too bad.
Right. We were open from 8 until noon. Did just over 2,000 pounds, which isn't bad.
That's for that time stretch,
exactly.
No.
Exactly. You're talking about being open for 4 hours, and that's about 500 pounds an hour. So the guys kept busy. Wasn't what it was the weekend before. However, like we just discussed, the weather was weird.
Weird.
It was sticky, and it was humid, and it was just, I can understand if people didn't want to go out and hustle all their cans
right.
when the humidity was like that, because it was just kind of weird out. But we're also getting to the tail end of the month. This mm-hmm. is our last big week for
So folks,
April.
For this premium, because we don't know what's going to happen in May, for this premium, you got to get in and get those cans in this week.
Exactly. So I'm not looking at a calendar right now, but Saturday is the last day of the month, isn't
30th,
it?
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. So you have until Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday this week to get those cans in for 70 cents a pound. If you have over 100 pounds, it's 72 cents a pound. So if you have been dragging your feet, this is the week to do it.
Stop dragging.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to get this done.
Absolutely. And I know the weather's not going to be the greatest this week, but on a positive note, if you are going to be shoveling that many cans when it's about 40 degrees, you're not going to sweat as much.
That's
as if it
true.
Was 80. So let's look at this in a positive
There's
way.
There's an upside to lower humidities, definitely, and cooler weather.
Absolutely.
When you're shoveling. Now, I was going to ask you, too, last week, do you have a set total at Wilkin Recycling
as
far as a goal? Because we haven't heard that yet. And I'm not going to pressure you. If you got one, great. And if you have one you don't want to talk about it, that's fine, too.
Well, I mean, we used to set goals, and then yeah. we had so many crappy years
oh,
in a row where it was just
tell
like,
me about it.
How about the goal is that we don't lose money?
You know? I like that better, actually.
If we hit 25,000 pounds, I will be so happy.
Well, we must be on our way.
We are.
Okay.
I bet we're 3/4 of the way there. So
good.
We'll see what happens this week to see if we hit that goal, which would be great. If we don't, that's okay, too, because
mm-hmm.
the premiums are really good right now. So regardless, people are leaving happy, and that's what counts.
So the doors open up tomorrow.
Yes.
At
10 a.m.
10 a.m., and they will stay
open 10 a.m. until 6 on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
And Saturday, 8 a.m. until noon.
So, folks, again, if you want that great 70-cent premium, got to get them in this week.
Absolutely.
And get out there 75, too. It takes nothing. Just pull up, go through the doors, and you're right there.
Absolutely. And if you have an exceptionally large load of cans, if you're going to be bringing in multiple trailer loads, let us know so we can be prepped for you in advance, or we can set up a special time to unload you. Otherwise, be patient. The lines can get long sometimes, so just be patient when you get there. If there's a line, we try to get everybody through as quickly as possible. So just have your patience.
Right.
You're going to get a big check when you leave, so just think about that as waiting in line.
You'll be happy. It's definitely worth the wait.
Absolutely.
And, of course, got to repeat, too, no hockey pucks, please. If you're going to crush them the long way.
Correct. Just give them the good old burp and squeeze. Don't stomp them or put them through a can crusher, because that just creates some problems for us.
The burp and squeeze. I'm loving that. All right. And you will be back on Wednesday as we continue this. It's all kind of part of Earth Day and Earth Month going on in April.
Yes, absolutely. I will be back on Wednesday, and we'll talk about what happened on Tuesday.
Fantastic. And that's what we love about April. We get to see you three times a week.
Absolutely.
Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Recycling. Have a great day tomorrow. I think you'll set a record. Sun's going to be out, and it's going to be kind of nice. So
Yeah, I hope so. We'll see what happens.
All right, folks, get those cans in. It's 826 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Get alive.